97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Farmers Union members traveled to New Orleans in early March for the National Farmers Union 124th Anniversary Convention. A local farmer received recognition during the event. Hans Brettenmoser of Merrill, Wisconsin, received the Bruce Miller Membership Award, which recognizes those who display a true passion for family farming and rural America while promoting the work of the Farmers Union. WFU President Darren Von Ruden says Wisconsin members put a strong focus on dairy at last year's convention. This year, a special order of business on dairy policy reform was adopted nationally. Von Ruden said this sends a clear signal that supporting family-scale dairy farms remains a national priority. It's Groundwater Awareness Week, and it's a good time to know the quality of the water you drink by getting your well water tested. Private wells can become contaminated if bacteria are not filtered out as the water soaks into the ground. Insects or small rodents can also carry bacteria into wells that have inadequate caps or seals. DNR and DHS recommend that people test their private wells at least once a year for bacteria and nitrates, and any time they notice a change in how their well water looks, tastes, or smells. Testing for nitrates is especially important for private wells servicing pregnant women or infants, as it can cause harm if levels are too high. The City of Wisconsin Rapids is holding their annual community tree sale. You can order a tree for yourself or for the community. There's a list of available trees for purchase on the Parks Department website or the city's Facebook page. You can also contact Sue Winch at swinch9@gmail.com or by calling the Parks Department at 715-421-8240. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The fired head of the University of Wisconsin system says he won't fight his removal, but he still doesn't know why it happened. Jay Rothman told WISN 12's Upfront program that he accepts that the Board of Regents had the right to let him go, but says no one ever explained their decision to him. Rothman says he chose to be fired rather than resign because he didn't want to, in his words, basically live a lie. Republican lawmakers are calling the move a partisan attack and are now threatening to block the governor's appointments to the Board of Regents. Governor Tony Evers has signed dozens of bills into law, touching everything from child safety online to housing veterans benefits and election procedures. Among the more notable measures, the state will spend $400,000 to fight internet crimes against children and create four new positions at the Department of Justice to pursue those cases. Another bill makes it easier for victims of sexual extortion to sue their attackers in civil court, even if no criminal charges were filed. And for the first time, Wisconsin schools will be required to teach students about adoption as part of health education. And mail delays in Wisconsin have gotten bad enough that a U.S. senator is now stepping in. Tammy Baldwin sent a letter this week urging the nation's top postal official to fix staffing shortages and delivery problems. The issues are particularly at the Oak Creek Processing Center, where packages have been known to sit untouched for weeks. A new federal watchdog report found people usually aren't notified when delays hit their area. And with a tax deadline and election approaching, Baldwin says the Postal Service needs to act fast. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team in Las Vegas to face off against North Dakota in the Frozen Four. Wisconsin has not lost since March 11th when they fell to Ohio State 7-1 in the Big Ten tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers head coach Mike Hastings.
I think the guys have done a phenomenal job at staying balanced here over the last couple of weeks. This mindset I haven't seen change from when we were embarrassed at home against Ohio State, and we learned a very valuable lesson. And so the guys, I think, took that, learned from it, and have turned the page, and they're doing the same thing this week.
NBA, the Bucks lost last night to the Pistons 137-111. One bright spot, the Bucks' Jericho Sims with 11 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. His first career triple-double, Doc Rivers.
That was good for Jericho. I mean, in a rough season and a rough night, you know, we're playing the best team in the East off of back-to-back with guys out. I thought our guys did well.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and not quite as breezy here today. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers with a low dropping into the upper 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.